Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. The push for euthanasia is increasing in the United States, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the founder of the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament. An Obama-era military program has resulted in potential security risks to the homeland, and the FBI has a new director. Life News is reporting that according to a research study by Tarleton State University's Dr. Jacqueline Abernathy, there has been a massive increase in the amount of pro-euthanasia legislation. This is despite the fact that fewer than 1% of all pro-euthanasia bills actually pass. Dr. Abernathy will be presenting her analysis at the 2017 National Euthanasia Symposium in Toronto in October. She found that of the 213 assisted suicide bills that have been introduced since 1994 in 36 states and the District of Columbia, 43 of those bills, 20%, were introduced just this year in 26 states, and all failed. Of the 26 states introducing legislation to approve euthanasia in 2017, Indiana was the only state seeking legalization for the first time. Dr. Abernathy has also noted that persistence in introducing euthanasia legislation has not increased the likelihood of success, whether multiple bills are introduced in one legislative season or a single bill has been reintroduced over years. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Peter Julian Aimard. Jesus has prepared not just one host, but one for every day of our life. The hosts for us are ready. Let us not forfeit even one of them. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Peter Julian Aimard. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Peter Julian was born in 1811 in France. From his early years, he had an immense devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, but good health was somewhat lacking. His second attempt at religious life was successful, however, and in 1839 he professed vows in the Society of Mary. During a Eucharistic procession in 1845, he was struck with such an immense devotion to the Blessed Sacrament that he left the Marists and founded the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament. His series of writings on the Eucharist are well worth reading. Father Aimard died of a stroke in 1868 at the age of 57. St. Peter Julian Aimard, pray for us. Fox News is reporting that the Defense Department has concluded an investigation into one of its programs called MAVNI, or Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest. This program provided immigrants and non-immigrant aliens a faster path to citizenship in return for military service. MAVNI's purpose was to attract people with skills needed by the military. Unfortunately, MAVNI was run so poorly that not only has foreign infiltration become a problem, but so have the significant numbers of participants who have gone missing, presumably with malintent. As a result, the Pentagon is admitting the existence of, quote, potential security risks to the homeland. U.S. Army General Jack Keane.
I agree with suspending the program until we get to the bottom of it. If there is a penetration, this is a serious threat to us.
NPR is reporting that the Senate yesterday confirmed Christopher Wray as the next FBI director, following James Comey, who was fired by President Trump in May. Wray was confirmed by a 92-5 vote. He has pledged his support to Robert Mueller in his investigations into the relationship between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. In this Celestial Musings, the City Arms pub in Cardiff has a policy of no stag parties and no fancy dress or costumes. They try to keep a classy establishment. So when a jovial group of seven seminarians dressed in clerics showed up to celebrate Father Peter McLaren's ordination together, the doorman explained their policy, and the seminarians started to leave. The bar manager noticed and approached them, asking them if they were the real deal, and upon finding out they were, asked them back into the pub. The priest and seminarians re-entered the pub to resounding applause, and they had a free round of drinks on the house. The group of men stayed for a long time, chatting with the customers, and thought the mix-up humorous. Your contributions are appreciated. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.